at this stage, we are not sure of what exactly happened on Saturday. But just to say that any journalist's death is one journalist too many. And as we understand it, Christopher was covering the conflict in South Sudan, a conflict that I'm afraid is not getting the international attention it should be getting. And part of it is because it is very difficult, both for the local journalists and for foreign correspondents, to actually cover the conflict in any way that would be able to help inform what is going on in the country. So the fact that Christopher died while doing his job is clearly a major, major concern, and we would also like to give our sympathies both to his family and to his colleagues.
Now, as CPJ, what is your call to the parties involved?
I think our first call is to ensure that the authorities have to investigate and have a credible investigation into Christopher Allen's death. I think that is key. There has to be justice. For too long, journalists on our continent and elsewhere, those who are killed, their killers are able to get away scot-free, and that there is total impunity. And as we've seen with other deaths of journalists in South Sudan, we have yet to see any of their killers being brought to book and for justice to be seen to be done.
Mm. The government was saying that they just killed a white rebel. And so, could you tell us more about who Christopher Allen was?
Calling Christopher Allen a white rebel is pretty inflammatory. I think it is important to understand that people who are civilians, who are journalists, in terms of international law, should be protected on the battlefield. And Christopher Allen was not part of the fight. He was merely there to record what was going on. Now, who is Christopher Allen? Christopher was a young journalist, 26 years old, who had been reporting for several international organizations. He was a freelancer, amongst others. He did work for Vice News, for The Independent in London, for The Telegraph in London, and for Al Jazeera. His friends, after hearing what the information minister had to say about him supposedly being a white rebel, are particularly upset because they know, and anyone can see Chris's work. You can see the photographs that Chris took. This is not someone who is a combatant. This is someone who is a journalist who was doing his work and was trying to get the plight of what is going on in South Sudan outside to the international community. He was in Ukraine for some time before he actually went to South Sudan. And again, in terms of our investigations, I think he had been embedded with the rebel forces for about a week.
Now, what is your advice to journalists operating in South Sudan?
Well, I think the important thing in terms of any journalist is to be prepared, right? It's important to understand the risks that are involved in the work that they do as journalists. And I think if we could recommend to any journalist to look at the Committee to Protect Journalists Security Guide. It's free. It's on our website on www.ppj.org. I think that once you're armed with the knowledge, once you have the basics in terms of security preparedness, even the your equipment that you use, the information security, those sort of techniques. It's really, really important that you have that sort of information and that you arm yourself with the best knowledge that you can, that you understand the situation on the ground. And it really is a matter of common sense. We have an emergency response team at the Committee to Protect Journalists, and one of the things that they released quite recently was a security guide, and it's called The Best Defense. And I'd recommend that anyone should actually read it, because it includes recommendations not only for journalists but also for governments, for media companies, and so on. And it relates to journalist safety in particular.